This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called The Foundation of a Life Well Lived. In these teachings, Rick shows us that God has given each one of us something special, whether it's talent, education, opportunities, ideas, or creativity. And he wants us to use what he's given us for his glory and for our benefit. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick that will help them discover how much God loves them and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Learning My True Identity in Christ.
Jeremiah 31, verse 3, God says this, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. Nobody else loves you like that. God says, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting. It's always lasting. It's not ending. It lasts forever. It is everlasting love with unfailing love. You've had people love you in ways that failed. I have failed my wife, and I love her dearly. I have failed my kids, and I love them dearly. I love you, and I have failed you. But the Bible says God has an unfailing love. And he says, I have drawn you to myself. Now, you need to understand for your identity two characteristics of God's love. Number one, it's unconditional. It's not, I love you if. You know, a lot of times you see people on TV or girlfriends or boyfriends say, you know, I love you if, and that's conditional love. I love you if you love me. I love you if you please me. I love you if you do the things I want you to do. That's not real love. I love you if is conditional love. And then there are people who say, I love you because. And they write these nice Hallmark card letters. I love you because you're good looking. Well, that's conditional. Because what happens when they lose their good looks? I love you because you're talented. Well, what happens when you find someone more talented? You stop loving them? I love you because you love me. Well, what if they get sick or they stop loving you? Will you still love them? When you say, I love you because, you were given conditional love. God's love for you is not, I love you if. God's love is not, I love you because. God's love for you is, I love you, period. I love you in spite of the fact that you don't always love me, that you're not always consistent, that you don't always do the right thing. God's love is unconditional. And number two, God's love is consistent. That means it's not fickle. It's not unpredictable. Some people grew up with inconsistent parents. Inconsistent parents create insecure kids. I had a guy tell me one time, I didn't know if my dad was going to slug me or hug me. I never knew. He was unpredictable. You're never going to have to ask God, will God love me today? When you get up in the morning, you don't ever have to ask, is God going to love me today? You see, we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love. It is unconditional, and it is consistent, and it is everlasting. It is eternal. Why? Why are you eternally loved? Because God is love. Psalm 100, verse 5, God's love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever. So let's just review. God's true view of you says you're completely acceptable, you are infinitely valuable, you are totally lovable, eternally, everlastingly lovable. And now he says, number four, you're forgivable. Write this down. I'm totally forgiven. This is what God says about you. I'm totally forgiven. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, he says, you know, one time you didn't know God's mercy, but now you have received his mercy. He says, you were living in guilt, you were living in shame, but he says, you've received God's mercy in Christ. Do you know that before God even made you, before God even created you, before God designed you, before you took your first breath, he already knew the worst things you'd ever do. And he still loves you. And he's not surprised. It's not like, oh man, I didn't see that one coming. I didn't know that was going to happen in your life. He already knows everything wrong that you would do. The good news is that in Christ, my sins are wiped out. It's like taking a giant eraser and erasing all my sins that are written on a whiteboard. That's grace. You know, some people, even Christians who have accepted the love of Christ and have committed their lives to Christ, they still don't get grace. And so anytime something bad happens in their life, they think, God's getting even with me. God's getting even with me. Does God really treat his children that way? Does God get even with his children? The answer is no, absolutely not. That's not grace. Romans 8:1 says there is now no condemnation. Zero, zip, nada, nothing. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Write this down on your outline. God doesn't carry grudges. God says, I don't hold them against you. When you sin, when you've given your life to Christ and you're in Christ, God doesn't rehearse it. He releases it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why he created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Romans 8:1 says there is now no condemnation. Zero, zip, nada, nothing. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Write this down on your outline. God doesn't carry grudges. God says, I don't hold them against you. When you sin, when you've given your life to Christ and you're in Christ, God doesn't rehearse it. He releases it. So you need to understand that you are totally forgiven. And you're totally forgiven for two reasons. First, because it is God's nature to forgive. God is a forgiving God. You ever feel like, you know, I wonder if God gets tired of me coming back to him and asking for forgiveness? God forgives me, not because I deserve it, not because I've earned it, but because he's a forgiving God. It is his nature to forgive. He wants to forgive. And the other reason you're completely forgiven is because Jesus has already paid for all your sins, so you don't have to pay for them. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says this, "For by the blood of Christ we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven. How great is the grace of God." All right, God's true view of you. This is your real identity. I'm completely acceptable. I am infinitely valuable. I am eternally lovable. I am completely forgivable, freely forgiven. Number 5, this is a big one. I am fully capable. Did you know that that's what God says about you? You're not incompetent. You're not a cipher. You're not a nobody. God says you are fully capable. I am fully capable of becoming exactly what God made me to be. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, he says, you are royal priests. That's a packed with a lot of insight. Chosen to tell about the wonderful acts of God who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. What? He says, you're a priest. Have you ever thought about this? You don't realize this? You're a priest. Every believer in Christ is a priest. He says, you are a chosen priesthood. What does a priest do? A priest represents God to man and represents man to God. Can you name a greater position than a royal priest representing God to leadership? So what are you supposed to do as a priest? If God says you are a priest, it means you don't have to go to a priest to confess your sins because you are a priest. You go directly to Jesus, the high priest. What are you supposed to do as a priest? Acts 26, verse 18. Look at this verse on the screen. You are to open their eyes and to turn them from, he's talking about unbelievers. You are to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to the light and from the power of Satan to God. That's what you do as a priest. So that through their faith in me, they will have their sins forgiven and they will receive their place among God's chosen people. You know, the whole reason we started the Peace Plan at Saddleback Church, to promote reconciliation and plant churches, to equip ethical leaders where there's corruption, to assist the poor where there's poverty, to care for the sick where there's disease and illness, and to educate the next generation where there's illiteracy and lack of education and ignorance. You say, when we developed the Peace Plan, it wasn't for the pastors of the church to do it, it's for every member to do it. And I know a lot of people thought, well, I couldn't do that. Well, you couldn't on your own power. But with God in your life and Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit through you, you're a priest. Did you know that? Not on your own power, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says this, the capacity we have comes from God. It is he who made us capable of serving the new covenant. You are completely capable. Now, let me tell you why this one's important. Because most people live their lives with this gnawing sense of insecurity. I'm just not measuring up. I'm not enough. I'm not capable. I'm not secure. I'm insecure. And why is that? Well, one reason you're replaying old tapes in your memory. And you're still acting on things that people said to you years ago. They weren't true then, and they aren't true now. And you're playing these tapes over and over in your mind. And you need to replace those old tapes of what other people say with the truth that God says about you, because Jesus said the truth sets you free. And the Bible says you are capable. Why are you capable to handle anything in life? Why am I capable to handle anything in life? Write this down. Because Christ lives in me. That's why I'm capable. My capability is not simply my own human power, but in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. You have God's Spirit inside you, and you're a priest. Now, you know, studies have shown that the younger you were when you were first rejected, the greater the impact it has on your life. And in a sense, when somebody rejected you, if you were rejected as a young child, they cursed you. They cursed you. And they cursed you with things that said, you don't matter, you're a failure, you don't measure up, why can't you be like your brother or sister, you can't do anything right, and they cursed you. How do you reverse a curse? I'll tell you how. Start believing what God says about you. Start affirming the truth of God's word. Take these verses, take this outline, cut it all up, make affirmation cards with these statements. Put the statement on there. I am completely acceptable, and put the verses on it. I am infinitely valuable, and put the verses on it. I am everlastingly lovable, and put the verses on it. And read them in the morning when you first get up. Read them when you go, put them by your bedside at night. Read them before you go to sleep so that the first thing on your mind in the morning, the last thing at night is the identity coming from Christ. You know, studies have shown that how you feel about yourself, your self-identity is largely determined by what you think the people that matter most to you think about you. Let me say that again. Your self-identity is largely determined by what you think the people whose opinion matters most to you think about you. Now, since that's true, I highly recommend that you make Jesus Christ the most important person in your life, that you care more about what he says about you than anybody else. You see, in Christ, you are acceptable. In Christ, you are lovable. In Christ, you are forgivable. And in Christ, you are capable. That's what God says about you. This is your true identity. You are not what your parents or others have tried to make you. You are not what others who criticize you or say about you, what you are. You're not that. You're not what you tell yourself in self-condemnation. And you're not what Satan accuses you of. So really, as your friend and pastor, somebody who loves you, I want to ask you this question. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe what your God, your creator, your master, your savior says about you? Are you going to believe what Satan says about you, what peers, parents, yourself? No. Start believing God's true view of you. Now, there's a whole lot more I could unpack about this. We don't have time to get into it. But there is one other thing I do need to mention. How should my identity affect how I act? Well, here's the key. God expects me to treat everybody else the same way he treats me. If you would get that, it will improve your relationships so much. God expects me to treat everybody else the same way that he treats me. The Bible says we are to accept one another. The Bible says we are to show respect to everybody, even people you totally disagree with. The Bible says we are to show kindness to everyone. The Bible says we're to show mercy and forgiveness to everyone. The Bible says we are to encourage the gifts that God put in everyone and help draw them out of other people. At the end of your outline, I've listed some verses that deal with everything I just said. And your homework is to look up those verses that I put there on your outline. You know, years ago, I read a story about an immigrant named Alan Lee who moved here to California years ago from Vietnam as a refugee. It was after the Vietnam War, and he had to flee as a refugee. And I remember reading that he wrote, even though I was now free, I wasn't in prison, I was free, I was in America. He said, but I'm in a new country and I struggled to find my identity. He said, I didn't want to be known as a boat person. I didn't want to be known as a refugee. He said, I didn't even want to be known as a, quote, immigrant. But he said, I didn't know what my identity was. Then in 1983, he gave his life to Jesus Christ at a Billy Graham crusade, and he discovered his true identity in Christ. And recently, he wrote this. Listen to this. Today, I'm no longer confused about who I am. I'm God's child, and my citizenship is in heaven. And I'm grateful to have found my true identity, my identity in Christ. That gives stability, that gives security, that gives satisfaction, that gives significance. Wouldn't you like to have that too? Let's bow our heads. Would you bow your heads with me right now? And I'm going to lead you in an identity prayer. And I want you to pray this prayer. Just first say what I say in your mind to God. Say, thank you, Father. Say, thank you, Father, that you can heal broken hearts and bitter memories and damaged self-esteem. Thank you, God, that you can do that. Thank you that patterns can be erased and reversed. Thank you, God, that you can turn nobodies into somebodies. Jesus, help us all to see ourselves through your eyes of love. I want you to pray this. Dear God, help me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you for loving me and for sending Jesus to die for me so I could be forgiven. Jesus, from today forward, I want to listen to what you say, not what others say. And I want to fulfill my true identity, not what my feelings tell me. Help me to realize my feelings often lie. I want to learn to trust you and your word completely with every area of my life. And help me to care more about what you think than what other people think. May the truth, your truth, set me free. Now, with our heads still bowed, I want you to repeat these truths with me aloud. Say this, because of Jesus, just say that, because of Jesus, I am completely accepted. I am extremely valuable. I am eternally loved. I am completely forgiven. And I am fully capable. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we want to let you know about an amazing resource Pastor Rick created called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt. You can get this free right now by texting the word FREE to 800-600-5004. That's the word FREE to 800-600-5004. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 illustrated devotions for children today, as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Some of you may not know that Daily Hope is broadcast each day on Heartline Radio in Jakarta, Indonesia. Let me share a testimony I got from a man named Alex who lives there in Indonesia. Dear Pastor Rick, I've been blessed by learning the Word of God delivered by you. Almost every night, I share the topics that I hear on Daily Hope with my children when we pray at night before bed. Pastor Rick, you and your broadcast have blessed our family. We pray that Daily Hope Ministry will continue to reach more and more people, not only in Indonesia, but all over the whole world. Alex, I want to thank you for blessing us with this note. This is the kind of note that keeps us going, that keeps us serving and working. I'm so glad you're sharing God's truth through their children. Now, the reason Alex is able to hear Daily Hope in Indonesia is because of you, because of your generous financial support and from other listeners like you. We're able to take this message all around the world. I just want to say to you, thank you for your regular financial support. We love you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.